It's time for the emergency break of the week.
In the class, then they had boys.
Yeah.
And so they're just dressing in overalls for the production, whatever.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
And so it had been a controversy for 2 weeks because the principal just made this unilateral decision that, no, you cannot play a role on stage, which... Dating back to Shakespeare.
Right.
Shakespeare. Shakespearean times. That men played women all the time and women played men. It doesn't matter. Anyways.
Why did you say it like
Shakespeare?
That?
Shakespeare. I don't know. All right.
Dating back to Shakespeare.
And then here's the last one. This is gone viral. in Haltom
City. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
The Haltom City story.
Yeah, what happened in Haltom City? Well, the Super Bowl edition of the Emergency Break of the Week is brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing and Advanced Hair Restoration. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, speaking of Davey Lane from the Hardline, did you have this story too that they're going back and trying to get DNA from dinosaurs? Did we do that story?
No, I don't think we did.
As maybe a cancer treatment or something crazy like
no,
that?
No, I don't think we had that.
Okay, well, Davey had the story, and unfortunately, because it talked about dinosaur DNA, I wonder what direction he's going in.
So it says 5 years after Jurassic World Dominion,
stop.
An expedition goes to
the statue
isolated equatorial regions to extract DNA from three massive prehistoric dinosaurs for a groundbreaking medical breakthrough. So I guess like they discover that...
Dino semen that can cure cancer.
Yeah, that basically if you guzzle a from a T-Rex...
Dave,
just...
And we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
Why'd you have to do the hands? You're on radio.
Dave.
Nobody says guzzle.
And you could have just stopped it right there.
All right, guzzle a T-Rex.
Yes.
You don't need the middle part.
Yeah. I think saying...
that you could cure cancer.
I think
is that okay,
me
DJ?
Just saying...
DJ, is that okay?
Semen from a dinosaur, a dino, that we could have left it alone. And then you had to do the pantomime and take it to the next level.
What am I here for? It's not that.
It's like Chris Farley underneath the water hose.
They have a milking table, like the brontosaurus just lays down on it.
You happy? He worked in milking table and everything, just like you taught him.
First of all, I'm a bit confused because I thought you were asking if I did a news story about them getting cancer treatments from dinosaurs. He's talking about a movie, I think.
Jurassic
Park.
Oh,
that's correct.
I thought it was a news story.
Jurassic Park.
Well, okay. I'm an idiot.
No, that's what makes Davey great, is that he's kind of socially... socially special.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't understand here at this late date what you can and can't do. On
runs
radio.
Right through barriers that don't even think about it.
He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand barriers and roadblocks.
Well, he is candidate number one. Okay, now candidate number two is Killer Kellison. A killer's done all sorts of hard work for us this week. He and Michael have us set up. They've done a great job engineering. And in his defense, we were going to replay our buddy Javier from years back when we were here in New Orleans. And we were trying to make it a shorter version. Mm-hmm. And it was the last second thing. But how he got so confused as to why he could hear it, but nobody else could, I don't know. But this is, I wondered that morning what it sounded like on the air.
So it went out. We were hearing it, but over the air wasn't hearing it.
Correct.
And Jason didn't know that, so it was very confusing to the listener.
Yeah, this is what it sounded like.
We present to you here from New Orleans the greatest wireless interview in the history of this station. It happened the last time we were in New Orleans, and it's brought to us by Mark Spain Real Estate and the Sante Center for Healing. It's when Gordo found Javier, a worker here at the convention center.
Is it flattened?
I don't hear it.
It's really hot.
Closing in on 30 seconds here.
When you were a little Javier, what did you want to grow up to be?
Finally, Tyler jumped in.
Oh, my gosh.
My God. That was awful.
No, that was good, Killer.
And the sad thing is, when you look over at Killer, he's not doing anything. He just looks panicked and frozen, and he has his hand just quivering over knobs but not touching them.
He's trying to figure out the next move. He can hear
it. I know, but the poor guy just gets so flooded, he just freezes for 30 seconds at a time.
That was terrible.
There's Killer as candidate number two. Candidate number three, Sean Bass... was talking about the Justin Tucker story, which we haven't talked about that, have we?
No.
What's that story?
One of the greatest kickers of all time, Ravens kicker. And
oh, it's another massage thing, right?
Yeah, another massage thing where maybe he was getting a little handsy and
doing SA stuff.
What's that?
Sexual assault.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, and they were trying to find the right word, and finally Sean just said it, but he said Monty's name right afterwards, and hilarity ensued.
I don't think he necessarily did anything that would be, at least from the reports, again, we don't know, that would be called sexual assault, but he was suggestive, and the ween
in there,
made
yeah,
its,
it was,
made
it was,
its way
it
out.
Was visible, and there was... The article from the Baltimore Banner is very... detailed.
Yes. He might have left something on the table.
There was DNA
mm-hmm.
that was
saliva?
Around.
Hair?
No.
I'm sure multiple things of DNA. Like a... The lake
like skin?
The lake effect might have been going on this table.
There
so,
was
yes, it was...
Ejaculate, Justin.
God, oh, God.
Don't ever say my name right after you say that word. I'm going to put an end to that right now.
I made sure you were staring at me right in the face.
It's not like you're giving me an order.
I am. Sean, can I take your order? Would you like that? Would you like that supersized?
Which, okay, I mean, there's plenty of creeps that are athletes. There's plenty of creeps that are lawyers.
Okay, on point there at the end.
That was funny. That's like the least sexy sex talk ever. The way Sean said that to Justin.
And Monty is saying it's not like you were giving me an order.
Order.
All right, one more time.
I don't think he necessarily did anything that would be, at least from the reports, again, we don't know, that would be called sexual assault. But he was suggestive and... The ween
in there,
made
yeah,
its,
it was
made
it was it
out.
Was visible, and there was the article from the Baltimore Banner is very detailed.
Yes, he might have left something
were,
on the table.
There was DNA
mm-hmm.
that was
like saliva,
around.
Hair.
No,
I'm sure multiple things of DNA, like a the lake
like skin,
the lake effect might have been going on this table.
There
so,
was
yes, it was...
Ejaculate, Justin.
God, oh, God.
Don't ever say my name
That's
right
the...
after you say that word. I'm going to put an end to that right now.
I made sure you were staring at me right in the face.
It sounded like you were giving me an order.
I am. Sean, can I take your order? Would you like that? Would you like that supersized?
Which, okay, I mean, there's plenty of creeps that are athletes. There's plenty of creeps that are lawyers.
Lawyers.
No.
Okay, so is it Davey, Killer, or Sean? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning, just 2 days before Super Bowl 59. Hi, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers. It's Ashley, and I like to vote for Davey, and shout out to Little Spurt.
Okay, that's very nice. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hi, this is the real Piper again. And why was Davey talking about dinosaurs joining the Navy?
Okay. What is going on?
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who ends the e-break?
Yeah, I would like to give a shout-out to the J.J. Pierce Lake House Boner Boys, and give me number three, and I just want to see the elephant, Gordon.
Okay.
What kind of group is that?
The elephant, Gordo. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yes, this is Wade Pezanowski, and I'd like to vote for Dinosaur Seaman.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, this is Triple Fake Brian Schottenheimer. I don't really have a personality or a shtick yet, so I'll just go ahead and vote for Davey. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Howdy, boys. Vladimir Putin here. How y'all doing today?
Okay, how are you, Vlad?
I got to apologize. I've done messed up. I went out fishing with my buddy, Nico, couple months ago. Yeah, we got drinking some beer, and you ever come up with a bright idea when you're drinking and you sober up and go, what?
Yeah.
And what was your idea with Nico, I wonder?
I'd rather not repeat it on live radio, but vote me in for the Sailor Boys there.
Vote me in for
the
Sailor
Boys. And Davey Lane has himself another emergency break of the week.
He's catching up fast.
What a year he's having.
So it says 5 years after Jurassic World Dominion, an expedition goes to isolated equatorial regions to extract DNA from three massive prehistoric dinosaurs for a groundbreaking medical breakthrough. So I guess like they discover that
dino semen can cure cancer.
Yeah, that basically if you guzzle a a T-Rex.
Dave, just...
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Why'd you have to do the hands? You're on radio.
Dave.
Nobody says guzzle.
And you could have just stopped it right there.
All right, guzzle a T-Rex.
Yes.
You don't need the middle part.
Yeah. I think saying...
that you could cure cancer.
I think
is that okay,
me
DJ?
Just saying...
DJ, is that okay?
Semen from a dino that we could have left it alone, and then you had to do the pantomime and take it to the next level.
What am I here for? It's not that.
It's like Chris Farley underneath the water hose.
They have a milking table, like the brontosaurus just lays down on it.
Boy, the two Dave laughing drops make me laugh every time I hear them. I love those. How many wins is that for Davey?
That is Davey's 21st e-break win. He is now 118 behind the all-time leader, Norman Dino DNA Hiscus.
Okay.
That's a lot for Davey.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been making some time here the last year or so. All right, it's 8:09 on the ticket.